Opening day of dove season. Sun's coming up over the river. There's the field. Looks like the first thing that may get a trigger pull is an armadillo. Let's see. Maybe. We ready? You ready, Shannon?
Let's go.
You ready, honey? Huh? You ready? Yeah. Let's go pull the trigger, boys. Let's go fan that trigger. Well, they should start flying soon. Got the mojos out. Man, what a beautiful morning. It's a lot cooler this morning than it has been. That makes it a lot nicer. Two more mojos. Got some crows coming in. Mojo's down there. Oh, there goes the first one. Get ready, boys.
Well, we got ready, but the dove just didn't come. Not like we thought, anyway. We got a few, but we didn't limit out or even get close. So we set out for a hunt on the second day.
Well, the sun's coming up over the river through these trees here. So we're setting up for a morning dove hunt this morning. Hunter's turning on the mojo doves. There we go. So right by the pond. This is our second morning to come out, do a little dove hunting. And then hopefully we're going to get to go fishing this afternoon. So, starting to break daylight. Doves should be coming in here soon. So we sold this levee. You can see over here all the bare ground. It's just a whole red clay. It's just hard to grow stuff in. Let's walk over here and take a look at it. I mean, we sold this with wheat seed last year. But you can take a look. We've already thrown out some wheat. And this wheat has already come up. That real green right through there. So that wheat's come back out, or already come up. And so now we've come back and we've thrown some more wheat seed out. And hopefully that'll take root when we get another good rain. But you can just see what the rain does. It just kind of comes down through there and washes out. And we want to try to keep it from washing. But this old red clay, it is just hard to grow anything in. Extremely hard. And so it may take 2 or 3 years of sowing wheat on this to keep it from washing before some grass. And there's a lot of Bermuda coming up right through there. And of course there's Bermuda all over the pond levee, but it's just taking a while to creep up through into this old red clay. So anyway, point of all this that I was about to say as far as dove hunting goes is this is again just a perfect spot for dove because we have a food plot that's right through there, right over that berm. There was our food plot. We had sunflower seeds that basically all the turkey ate, and then some milo over there. So there's food over there, and of course lots of food here because we broadcast a bunch of wheat seed on this to try to get it to start growing. And then we just top sowed it. And then of course you got water. So they love to fly in here to the pond and water. And they'll do that in the morning and kind of in afternoon throughout the day. But they really like to land right there where that clay is, right there at the edge, and they'll water right there. Then plus, I don't know if you can see it, and we gotta be careful when we're shooting, but there's a highline wire running across there, so they like to roost on that as well. And then they roost a lot in these trees, and they tend to fly in right there on that dead tree and sit. A lot of times they'll fly in and sit there for a second before they pitch down here to the ground. So anyway, hopefully, hey, it should be turning on here in a minute because, like I said, sun's coming up. Should be a beautiful day. And it's already a great morning because we're out here hunting. So we've already taken several dove, but we want to quite a few more. Put them on the grill, make some dove poppers. Mmm. some cream cheese, jalapeno slices, wrapped with some bacon, put on the grill. It's gonna be good. So let's sit down here for a minute, or for the next several minutes, see what might fly in.
Man, that red clay you saw there, that's about all the dirt we have up here, and it's just not good soil to get things to grow. But, you know, we're determined to make it happen, and time again, I kept casting out that seed over the ground. They're just trying to get it to take root. And guess what? Some of it did. Listen, even in ministry, it can get discouraging. You know, you feel like you're constantly planting the seed of the gospel out there, hoping that it takes root and that you see the fruits from it. Let me encourage you today, do not quit. Keep on working. Keep sharing the name of Jesus, even with those that seem the hardest to reach. Kind of like that red clay soil. In Matthew 19, 25 through 26, it says, "When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, 'Who then can be saved?' And Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.'" Hey, you never know when it will finally take root, sprout, and you'll see the fruit of your labor. Nothing is impossible with God. Speaking of which, I bet you were wondering how we ended up doing that day.
Oh, here comes two. Got that one.
Man, Hunter and I had a great day out there hunting. You know, we ended up getting 11 dove that day, and we even picked up a few squirrels. What's next for our hunting and fishing adventures? Hey, who knows, unless you check it out on the next Outdoors episode, November 1st, at lifeword.org, or follow us on social media. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time in my favorite place, right out here in the great outdoors.